Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Washoe County Commissioner and head of the RSCVA, Bob Lucy, for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're taping this program on February the 4th because we're changing studios, and so we're banking a few shows. And so we're going to interview Bob Lucy today, who is the Washoe County Commissioner, newly minted, only been on the board for about a year. Tell me the difference between what it was like running for the office and now actually being in office.
Well, I got to tell you, Sam, it's been a huge experience in the way of just the difference that I thought going into it. I thought I was going to be, you know, impactful on all this change, and I'd really have a bring some outside from my private business life into public sector and really impact. You know, I think it was that kind of arrogant novice way of looking at things. And now that I get in there, and I've spent the last year really working on it, I've seen that there's so much more that goes on, and they're the complexity and how dynamic the job has to be. And
all right, so for example, give us some examples.
Well, for example, I was very fortunate this last July to be elected as chairman of the RSCVA with the new, after legislature, we had the new reassignment of the board. We went from 13 members down to 9. We had a multitude of different issues going on at the RSCVA.
For folks in Southern Nevada, that's the convention authority.
Yeah, the Reno-Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority. And we had a multitude of options, different issues going on at the Convention and Visitors Authority. You know, that, you know, the mayor and I have worked together, and we've really been trying to focus on rebranding the. But there's so much of a process that goes through that in the public process that takes time to get certain issues, such as we separated ourselves from our CEO over this last summer, and that was a major issue that was in the paper, and there was a lot of distaste and distrust behind that, and they felt the board wasn't doing the right situation. You know, what wasn't doing the right thing, and why was the board doing what they were doing? And there's not a lot of the information that's always readily available to the public so that they know the entire story. And so it makes it very difficult to go work through some of those processes. And so in my private business, when I would able to make decisions and just make change You can't do that in the public sector based upon laws and different things are in place.
You know, you talk about the RSCVA, and you know, you were one to vote for the removal of Chris Baum as the executive director. Reno's hotel numbers improved slightly under him. What was the issue with Chris Baum? And let me say first, I've always thought that that's such a tough job, and the RSCVA is one of the most dysfunctional boards that we have in Northern Nevada.
Well, I mean, and historically it is. It seems to be the meat grinder for CEOs at the RSCVA. And that's kind of the moniker that we've been given over the years. And it's a difficult job. Because the board that you have to, because we work in a very niche market, and our market is so much different than other CVBs around the country. I mean, we have private stakeholders that live and work right here that own our properties, whereas in other CVBs you have the Hyatts and the Hiltons, so they're not necessarily run by the owners of the corporation, and they might have different structures. So ours is a little bit more personal and a little bit more shared privately by the board segment, and Chris was doing a great job as a CEO with what he had available to him, with his skill set that he had available to him. Chris was a sales and marketing guy from Detroit, and when he was brought in here, he was brought in as a CEO, and I think a CEO needed to be somebody who's truly an operator. And that's where Chris fell short, is in
operator.
The operations, in the sense of making sure the facility and that there's a clear path forward for the region. And he and Chris, in my opinion, spent more time focusing on just the marketing aspect of the RSCVA and not really the operations, such as managing our assets of the Reno Sparks Convention Center, the Reno Event Center downtown, the National Bowling Stadium. We own, and we also have the Reno Livestock Event Center that the RSCVA.
All right, well, let me jump in here for a second, because,
sure.
You know, that's been the problem for years, which is that most of the money, the bulk of the money that has gone to the RSCVA has been to operate these facilities.
Correct.
And so there hasn't been a lot of money left over, and that's why you've had other regional marketing groups that have come together to be able to put this forward. But I do want to say, and, you know, there are certainly some out there who are going to watch this program and go, Sam, you're crazy, but Jay Milligan was the head of the RSCVA for about 16 years,
mm-hmm.
and he did a phenomenal job. I mean, one of the most important, if he only did one thing in his entire tenure, was to build the bowling stadium in downtown Reno, which saved downtown Reno throughout the recession and everything else, you know, pretty close to 30 years of having tens of thousands of bowlers coming through at the slowest time of the year.
Oh, absolutely.
But he had a solid lock on that. He got pushed out the door, as you know, often happens in these kind of jobs. But it doesn't have to be a revolving door.
No, it doesn't have to be a revolving door. And we really want to make sure that doesn't happen going forward. You know, like I said, I think Chris was just unfortunately subject to a change in different attitudes on the board. There was a massive switch in the landscape of the board this last year. We had the reduction in size from 13 members to 9. I think there was just a difference of opinions, and I think what we're seeing too in today's day and age is that the stakeholders are now coming together, and we've all troubled and fought through the recession, and now we're coming out of that, and we've kind of come to the same consensus that we're not going to fight each other, that we're going to have, you know, with the rising tide, all boats will float, and that if we work together as a team and kind of unify, we can get that direction. And I don't know, and I think Chris, unfortunately, there was some attitudes that conflicted with that going to, and there was some bad bloods and some history that created those issues.
And do you think that the bloodletting is over after the battles going into a legislative session over the room tax? Because, I mean, there were some pretty heated discussions and salty language, shall we say.
Yeah. I think there was some salty language, but I think what came out of the legislation is that we are all moving together in the right direction, and this is for the betterment of the entire region, not specifically just the downtown area or the outside properties. This is for the betterment of the entire region, and that's really what we're trying to focus on, is rebranding who we are and getting back to our fundamentals of who is the Reno Sparks, Washoe County. What are our fundamentals? What do we really want to take ourselves?
All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back with Bob Lucy.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Washoe County Commissioner Bob Lucey.
You know, Bob, over the years, I've covered the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority. And when Ellie Oppenheim was running things over there, they had a big community brainstorming session about how can we draw people to Reno Tahoe in the winter months. You know, you have skiing, but, right. You know, the conventions aren't there. And the big idea was to get a sheet of ice for the convention center, short track Olympic skating trials, hockey tournaments that would draw a lot of tourists from Canada. You could do a lot with that, but it's never happened. And you must have heard that, hey, we got to get a sheet of ice here. And people say it all the time. It never happens.
Yeah, and I think there's been a lot of different plans that have been put on the table for a number of years. You know, we've spitballed a myriad of different things. But the ice has always been one. We're talking about it currently within the Reno Event Center. They're talking about adding an ice sheet down the Reno Event Center and bringing in a AAA hockey team. They're talking about, we're actually in Washoe County working with the city of Reno to put in our South Valley's sports complex where the South Valley's library is, working with a private public partnership to build an ice arena out there for the kids. But you know, the one thing, Ray, is that we have four different assets of the RSCVA, which make it very difficult to kind of to spread and fill those all at the same time, whereas in other CVBs, you'll have one asset, your convention center. And we're focusing now with our new strategic plan as we're moving forward is to try to find those new businesses, those new segments, those new line of businesses that are out there to generate some of that traffic. And I think the other thing that has helped us is that with Tesla and Switch and some of these new technology, we're shifting our focus from being a gaming tourism destination to more of a business industry destination and kind of marrying the two together.
Okay, so Bob, does that mean that we're never going to get a sheet of ice in the Reno Tahoe area?
No, it doesn't mean that we're never going to get that sheet of ice. It just means that we're going to have to make sure that it's advantageous for us and that the return on our investment is going to be there and that we really can generate. And I think we've just started to do a lot more. We've worked with a number of different agencies. John Kotz with CSNL from Minnesota, he's done a lot of destination market analysis for us and brought forward some great lines of business that we're looking into. We're currently working with On Strategy to help us devise our strategic plan going forward, looking at each line of business and how we can attract some new segments to that. So ICE is in the conversation.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because from what you said just there, it seems like you're taking tourism/gaming and pushing it off to the side, when in fact, as I look at the marketplace and assess it, you know, the Carano family has made a huge investment in picking up the half of the Silver Legacy and Circus Circus from MGM. You've got huge investment going into the Grand Sierra Resort from the Murillo Group. And I think that you're potentially looking at other gaming companies coming into the marketplace because they're seeing that Reno Sparks is on fire as far as population growth,
right.
Business travel. A lot of these properties may have to put up more rooms because I think in the next couple of years we're going to run out of space.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and Sam, the thing is that we are not getting ready and pushing the gaming to the side. I don't want to make that comment. What I think I'm trying to say is that we're just kind of diversifying who we are, and we're adding different segments that where our focus has been 100% on gaming. We're changing our focuses, not specific, just to add other things in. I think the gaming will still continue to be a focus of who we are. It will always be. It's part of our heritage. It's who we are as a community. But we want to make sure that we continue to diversify and add some of these other businesses to it. And I think they'll marry each other together and complement each other.
You know, I've heard that, the RSCVA should get away from gaming and concentrate on other things. But when you look at the power players on the RSCVA, they're connected to casinos.
Absolutely.
And they want to put people in their rooms and people at in the casino. And it always seems like that's a death knell for a director of the RSCVA when they try to get two away from gaming because the power people will sack them. You have Chris Baum, you have Ellie Oppenheim. Both of those people, it seemed that happened to them.
Right. No, and you're right, Ray. I think that has been a common sentiment. But I honestly, personally, as the chairman currently, talking with my board and having these conversations, I have seen personally a change in attitude that isn't going to be the way we're going to move forward, that they really do want to embrace the new communities, the new segments of business. They want to embrace how we move forward in a different direction, because we've decided that, you know, we're not a mini Vegas. But we're different. We're something. We got to make sure that we find what that is and really exploit that. And that's including gaming, including new business segments, and moving forward in the strongest facet.
But at the same time, and I'm sorry to
be disagreeing
here, but the Grand Sierra Resort, for example, I took a tour of their new theater. It seats about 3,200 people.
Mm-hmm.
I took a tour of their Lex nightclub they spent $15 million on. The pricing that they charge for bottle service or getting a VIP booth or whatever is a very high number, but it's about 10% of what you would pay in Las Vegas for the same experience. And they're marketing to that audience in Sacramento and San Francisco, and they're bringing those folks in and saying, hey, you can get the Vegas experience, but for a lot less money, but they're still making a lot of money on it. So it's kind of like, you know, you're seeing the amenities being expanded up here, and I think you're going to see more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't see how you get away from that.
It's going to be an interesting evolution as we move forward.
Let's take a break. We've got one more segment, so
sure.
We'll be right back after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction. 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant. But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. We at ProSpinal want to help you get back to a pain-free and active life without the use of drugs or surgery, and here's how we do it. Non-surgical spinal decompression gently increases the space between two spinal segments to slowly increase the disc height. As the disc draws back in, pressure on the nerve root is removed. The result, a non-surgical, non-painful procedure to get you out of pain. In most cases, our patients feel relief within the first 3 days, but if that's not the case, we refund the cost of care and refer you to the most appropriate physician. There is so much to do in the area. Shouldn't you enjoy doing it without pain? Our consultations are always free, so call us today. It's time to get your life.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Lucey. He's a Washoe County Commissioner, heads up the RCVA. Give me the job description for who you're looking for. You got a temporary CEO there in place now, but what are you looking for as somebody to head this organization now?
Well, I think, like I said earlier, we're looking for a true operator, somebody who is a seasoned, has a clear background as a CEO, has run a CVB, has a history, and has been successful in that CVB that we've had in years past. I think we really need a CEO, not a sales or a marketing individual or an operations individual who's been in an underling position and wants to cut their teeth and try to become a CEO here. We really are at a breaking point where we need a true CEO to come in and provide the guidance and direction that we need at the RSCVA.
And then they would then hire a marketing department, essentially?
They would hire a marketing department. We have a marketing department. Our interim managing director is Jennifer Cunningham.
Terrific person.
And she's phenomenal. She's also our manager for marketing as well. And she's done a great job. So I just want to make sure that we have a CEO that works well within the RSCVA with not only the stakeholders and the community, but also works well within the organization.
You know, in the past, I've seen controversies erupt at the RSCVA when they have a huge marketing plan, but that marketing plan is done by marketers outside of the Reno area. And it, number one, maybe they don't know the area like Reno, and number two, especially when you're talking about jobs, wouldn't it be better to use a local marketing firm rather than a San Francisco marketing firm to market the RSCVA? I'm just wondering what your opinion is on using out-of-state and out-of-city marketing firms to market our area.
You know, and I have two varying opinions on that. I believe that outside of the area, we have some strong marketing firms out there that could really do some great justice. However, I believe that we're a niche market and that you have to be here to know Reno. If you get people, and I use this analogy in my business all the time, is that I just need to get people in the door. And once I get people in the door, I can really show them what my business is all about. And I just need to get people to Reno to show them what Reno is all about, because we are such a phenomenal area. We're growing. We have so much to offer. And it's just getting people here. So you got to take a blend. And I think it would be, in my opinion, it would be perfect to have a local marketing group work with a national firm and really build a national campaign that lends itself to the area, but with the expertise of a local firm.
Why doesn't the RSCVA do more with Cinco de Mayo? It used to be a very big thing, and a lot of people seem to come to the Reno Sparks area for Cinco de Mayo, but now it's almost like it's forgotten.
You know, I agree with you. And I think the problem is, too, Ray, is that we've focused too much on building of special events, kind of like what's been happening in Austin, Texas, and Indio with Coachella and South by Southwest. We're trying to build our own little events here. I think we need to get back to the fundamentals. What works for us? You know, we have our legacy events, Hot August Nights, the air races, the balloon races, you know, events such as Cinco de Mayo. We have wonderful opportunities here that we should just start focusing on and really trying to exploit. And hopefully we can get back to that state of mind. But I really hope we move away from trying to build all these, you know, events ourselves, our special events ourselves, and focus on the special events we have currently here and nourish the ones that we're slowly growing right now.
Well, you're going to see, I mean, just beyond tourism, you're going to see a huge market developing just from the people who are going to be moving here to work at these large organizations. And so, I mean, this is another whole audience for local casinos. If I were a ratings analyst on gaming companies, I'd say this is probably a good investment. But don't take my advice because I'm not.
No, but I think you're right. I think that there's going to be a lot of new opportunity. We see it from the county level. I sit on the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County as a commissioner for them. And we see it from infrastructure and how all they cohesively need to work together.
And that's where we have to leave it. More to come.
All right.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your
Thank
time.
You.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
Does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.